Hello and welcome to another episode of Money Lesson of the Day, a short podcast created to help you navigate your relationship with money. I'm Duduzi Luthuli and I created this podcast as a way to teach people that money and financial freedom are a byproduct of how we frame money and the habits that we develop over our lives. This is my manifesto, the guideposts that shape what I strive for, a way to live my best financial life right now. It's also what I turn to when I'm at the lowest moments in my financial life and nothing seems to be going right for me. These are the lessons that I lean into. I'm not saying that you should do any of the things I talk about. I'm just hoping that by listening to my podcast, it gets you to start asking critical questions about how you use your money. And I hope that the financial education you get from this podcast hopefully starts to give you some measure of financial control. I strongly believe that it's not so much about the amount of money that one has or does not have, but rather one's ability to manage it, to grow it, and ultimately control their money. In today's episode, I'd like to discuss paying yourself first, a very simple yet powerful concept that makes you the priority in your life, makes you the first priority in your life simply because you are worth it. You are worth it. How often have you promised to increase your retirement contributions when you get that salary increase? Or start working towards ensuring that your emergency fund is fully capitalized and you have 6 months worth of expenses saved up, but somehow another month, another year passes and you still haven't done it? Why is it that you're so diligent about paying all your expenses and your debt commitments and yet ensuring you meet your financial goals, ensuring that you prioritize your future financial goals continues to be an afterthought month after month, year after year? I don't understand it, because you work so hard for your money, but you continue to use that money in a manner that says, I am not a priority. Why are you using your money, your hard-earned money, in a way that continues to say, I am not a priority? And by not prioritizing yourself, the problem you create is that by the time you've paid for everything else, the rent, the groceries, utilities, maybe even a few nights out with friends, the situation you find is that you often don't have enough left over in your bank account to start contributing towards your savings and investing and investments. And this cycle just goes on month after month, year after year. And if this sounds familiar, I'm here today begging you to start getting into the habit of paying yourself first. Start prioritizing yourself because you're worth it. And paying yourself first is not the same thing as spending money on yourself. Paying yourself first means saving and investing before doing any discretionary spending. Try and set aside a certain portion of your income the day you get paid. Try to automate this if possible by setting up a debit order towards your savings and investments. So try and set aside a certain portion, a fixed portion, I suggest about 15% of your salary, a certain portion of your income the day you get paid before you spend any discretionary money. Most people tend to wait and only think about saving and investing what's left over. And that is paying yourself last. And that is you saying month after month, year after year, I am not a priority. My future financial goals are not a priority. In other words, the goal of paying yourself first is to help make sure your future self's key financial goals are covered. And this includes building up an emergency fund, because we don't know when that emergency will come. An emergency, by definition, is something unexpected. It means contributing towards your retirement, because one day you have to retire. I'm yet to meet anyone who wants to work until the day they pass away. And even when I find people who love their job, who are passionate about their job, Even they will admit that when they reach their 60s and 70s, they certainly don't want to be doing 40-hour weeks. So retirement doesn't necessarily mean you stop completely. It can mean you're simply cutting back because you just want the time in your golden years. Prioritize yourself. Make sure your future self's key financial goals. Build that emergency fund. Contribute towards your retirement. Save for any long-term goals, like a down payment on a house or a car. When you have a big deposit, you have financial power. You can start negotiating terms with the creditor as to what interest rate is charged, as to what the terms are, how long will it be. You can start negotiating a better deal for yourself when you're purchasing things like a car or a home. But if you don't have a deposit, most times you just take what's given to you because you do not have the financial power to negotiate. Paying yourself first is a tactic that's been talked about and promoted for a long time, since the beginning of money, since the beginning of anything resembling personal finance or financial management or money management. But even though this is a concept that has existed for hundreds, if not thousands of years, when we look at the current savings rate for our population, for our country, the rate doesn't indicate that enough people are doing it or take themselves as a priority. South Africa has one of the worst saving rates in the world, but this poor savings rates culture is not only at a household level. This poor savings rates culture is not only a problem at a household level. It's a symptomatic and deeper issue that represents who and what our society is. When we look through the numbers, the only significant contributor of savings in South Africa over the past few decades has actually been the corporates in South Africa. Both government and household spending are poor, very poor, with even worse household savings rates. And this impacts the ability of individuals to look after themselves or to start creating businesses. And this is important in a country with structural unemployment because we know the role that SMEs play in addressing structural unemployment. SMEs should be the leading driver of actually addressing our unemployment disaster in this country. But because our household savings rate is so poor and we are too dependent on credit and have little to no means to capitalize our own dreams, our own businesses, you see this coming through not only in the government spending but household spending. And no wonder we have such a poor track record in starting and sustaining our own businesses, because we always have our hands out begging for funding, and yet we have nothing to bring to the table as our own capital to get our own dreams off the table. SMEs are often born out of household savings. These two go hand in hand. We need a broad culture of savings to be established in South Africa because South Africa is in trouble. And when you look at the historical record of the economy, there was a time when South Africa was in the business of producing a 25 to 30% savings rate, which translates into 25 to 30% investment spending both from household and government into growing our economy and creating jobs. That is what translates into strong economic growth. How much a country saves has a direct correlation to how much a country can spend in empowering its citizens. But look at the recent path, look at the recent numbers, and you'll see that in the last 20 years, savings has steadily fallen off a cliff. So much so that currently the current savings rate in South Africa stands around between 14 to 16%. And that's dismal. This puts us as one of the lowest saving rates in the world. And that corresponds with an investment rate of about 18%. So we are not putting money into the system, yet we expect the system to be putting money out to give us social benefits. free housing, free electricity, grow the economy, grow the infrastructure. Yet the money is not there. How are we expecting government to fund a 5 to 6% economic growth plan? We have the National Development Plan, but how much government funding when we literally don't have the funds in the system? And the current COVID-19 pandemic has made a difficult situation even worse. Many South Africans are facing retrenchment or closure of their business, and they're facing this predicament with little to no safety net. Just 52% of South Africans say that they are saving for an emergency, while only 19% would be able to survive for 3 months if they were to lose their income. Only 19% of working South Africans, this is out of the population, 19% say they would be able to survive up to 3 months if they were to lose their job. This is according to a recent survey done by Budget Insurance. The survey also found that if an unexpected emergency occurred, which warranted that a person spend 10,000 rand or more, only about a quarter of South Africans would be able to meet this unexpected emergency without the need to borrow money from their friends or family. And a further 11% said they would definitely need to take out a loan to cover this unexpected emergency. In our country, we have no meaningful savings, and the prospect of a dignified retirement in our country is even worse. As we stand today, less than 4% of working South Africans will be able to retire with enough. That's not 4% of the population. That's 4% of the working population. Of the working population, this is in the most unequal society in the world, with one of the highest unemployment rates, which is definitely set to increase dramatically due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, the outlook for South Africans is very gloomy, and that's putting it mildly. And I'm not giving you these numbers or saying these things to depress you. I'm trying to highlight the facts, the reality that we're living with. And don't think that you can rely on government to bail you out in the future. Our social benefits program is grossly unsustainable. Our current GDP growth rate is zero to none. In fact, it's about to contract. We were in a recession before the COVID-19 pandemic. If you look at our debt to GDP numbers, they are shocking. What little income, what little money the government has, they're spending more and more of that in servicing debt. So if your plan is a social grant one day, that is not a plan, I'm sorry. Government won't be able to help you, even if they wanted to. But I'm also here to say that your nest egg is your responsibility. Government can only do so much. And you think that this would be enough to get people into the race, or at the very least scare or motivate people into saving more to have a better savings rate. But that's not the case. And then compounding this is the real reality that our incomes are not growing at a fast enough rate, and they have to cover so much. The cost of living and the day-to-day expenses are our biggest obstacles to savings, right? But this is the reality. And we can complain about it, or we can accept the reality. And then after accepting it, saying, with this reality, because it's not going anywhere, how do we start to improve? How do we start to structure our lives, our income, and have discipline to start getting ourselves out of this hole? Because your nest egg is your responsibility. And the sooner you get started, the better off you will be. not only will you be able to take advantage of compound growth to help your money grow faster, but you'll also help to ensure that your financial goals are getting funded before life happens to you, because life will happen to you. There will always be something. There will never be a future date where you do not have current bills that you need to address. And if you wait too long and then an unexpected expense comes, like a major car repair, because that's a big reality in South Africa, only one in three cars on the road is insured. If a big medical bill comes, we're dealing with a global pandemic. Or if you get retrenched, because that global pandemic is totally decimating the global economy, then this can totally throw your future goals off track. And that's exactly why I made this podcast today, is that you need to start prioritizing yourself and not wait too long and not wait for this future date that will never come where somehow you do not have bills to pay. Because bills shouldn't be a surprise. They're always going to be there. But these are things that you have to try and control. This is just a part of being an adult. I know it can be hard to transition from the current society thinking of being comfortable with credit and consuming more and more, and the more you earn, the higher your expenses, transitioning from that to a pay yourself first mentality and to having financial discipline. There's an unwillingness to do something different because we've been doing it the same way for so long. In fact, changing is like you're challenging the status quo, but you must change the status quo because the status quo is not working. It's not working. Paying yourself first takes a long time to develop as a habit, but there isn't, and the problem with this is that there isn't immediate gratification. And this is a problem because society is built around consumerism and impatience. I want it and I want it now. But you must learn this habit. You must prioritize yourself. It must be done because nobody is coming to save you. Nobody is coming to save you. So you must learn to prioritize yourself and pay yourself first. How much you put to choose in those accounts will obviously depend on your budget and your goals. And if you don't have a budget, then I strongly suggest that you sit down and you develop one. If you want to be wealthy, if you want to be rich, it starts with a budget. If you don't know how much you're earning, if you don't know how you're allocating that money, if you are not accountable to your bank accounts, then I don't see how you start growing wealth. How much you choose to put into your savings and investments depends on your budgets and your goals. And if you don't have a budget, sit down and take stock of your monthly fixed costs. These are bills that don't change from month to month. Look at your flexible spending costs. These are bills that are variable, like groceries, personal shopping, entertainment. Draw a budget. Look at your income. Start being accountable to yourself because nobody is coming to save you. You have to learn to prioritize yourself. Of course, you must keep in mind that the timeline for when you'd like to reach your given goal will be a big determinant in terms of how much you save. If someone wants to save up $1 million in 1 year as opposed to someone who wants to save $1 million in 10 years, I think one of those two is realistic. So how long you give yourself, and that's why we say start as soon as possible, makes the goal more realistic. For people who know they're not saving enough, I'm challenging you to find the expenses. Find the expense in your budget that can be reduced or eliminated, like a gym membership. Run outside. Start there. What you save by trimming in other areas, by reducing or eliminating certain expenses, then you can start taking that money and transition it to paying yourself first and topping up your emergency fund, topping up your retirement fund, saving down for big financial goals. And as someone who's self-employed, let me just speak to the entrepreneurs. I know the ups and downs of starting and running a business. You have good months, you have bad months. There's up and down. And admittedly, it's a little harder to save a specific amount when you don't know how much you'll make from 1 month to the next. So what do if your salary is not consistent? I would suggest that you set a budget that's based on your average month. Look at the last 12 months and work out what is my average month. What I try to do in months that are better than others is that when I have a really good month, I've got a separate savings account that I will put money into when I have a good month. I'll say, yes, my average month is, as an example, let's say 30,000. This month I made 50,000. Let me not go blow the extra 20. Let me put it away because the month where I make 10,000 will come. And that's what that separate savings account is for. So that when I have slow months or I have a slow quarter, I can pull from the savings account to keep my cash flow sort of stable and even. We know that businesses have cycles. The tendency when money is coming in is just to spend it. But what you should think is, okay, it's been a great month. How much do I put away for the not so great months? Because we know they're coming, especially if you're running an SME. Another strategy that you can consider is just putting aside a percentage of whatever income comes in towards your savings goals. So, for instance, you can set aside 10 to 15% of your salary in any given month towards your savings and investings. The amount may vary each month, but the percentage will remain the same, and that will provide the consistency. But of course, this only works if you, as the business owner, you are paying yourself a salary to begin with, because many small business owners tend not to pay themselves at all, let alone first. Oftentimes, they'll leave as much in the business account as they can and try to reduce their salaries to nothing to try to skimp out on paying tax. Just because you have responsibilities in the business doesn't mean you can't put money aside for you personally. A business owner is no different to anyone else. You still have to look out for yourself as an individual. And that's ultimately the guiding principle behind all of this, paying yourself first. It's putting your own long-term well-being ahead of almost every other financial situation because you are your own biggest asset. I always say this. If not you, then who? If not you, then who? If you are not going to prioritize yourself, then who? There's no one coming to save you. So make yourself a priority and pay yourself first. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know it's pretty long, but this is a subject that I'm very passionate about, and I hope you found value in today's episode and it started to get you to think and to really start looking about how you are spending and allocating your money. You need to prioritize yourself and make yourself a priority in your life. So thank you for tuning in. If you did enjoy today's episode, please feel free to share it with your friends and family. If there's any money topic you'd like for me to cover in the future, or if you need help with your personal finance or your investment management needs, please drop me an email on mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. That's mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. mduduzi@lutulicapital.com. Or feel free to follow me on Twitter. That's @TrustFundZulu. I look forward to hearing from you.